What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our New England Patriots mock draft full seven rounds. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,250 subs by the end of February. Check out the description where you'll find links to our shop, podcast, website, Patreon page, and our College Football Roundup channel, as well as you will find links to some of our friends who are also doing some good college football content and NFL content. So check those out. It should be down at the bottom of the description. But let's go ahead and jump into today's video. So my big positions of needs for the Patriots, and they've got a lot of them. I would say it starts with quarterback just because of the just the value of the position. Wide receiver, they're probably worse at wide receiver than they are at quarterback in terms of talent. So wide receiver is definitely number two right there. Offensive tackle isn't much better in both tackle spots with expiring contracts this season. So definitely need to address that. Then I also say cornerback, edge, tight end. And I would even throw in potentially running back into that one. They need a running back as well, especially with Ramondre Stevenson being injured these last few years for them, particularly this year. But with the third pick, I'm going with Jaden Daniels. I feel like, he's going to be a pretty good quarterback. I think it depends on the system, too, a lot with him. I'm not a huge fan of seeing him go to New England, but I do think that this is going to be the best place for him to end up, or the most likely place for him to end up. Personally, I would like to have Drake May go to New England. I think that he would be a little bit better there for him. But, Daniels coming to town is not bad at all. I think that's a good, very good pickup if that's the route that they were to go there on that one. So with pick number 34, I'm going with A.D. Mitchell from Texas. I think the dude is just a great receiver, going to be very good. I think he's like 6'4", like 215, something like that. He can fly down the field. He can go up and get those 50-50 balls. He's not afraid of contact over the middle. Just a great guy to go out and get. Just a great guy to go out and get. Next pick. At 68, I'm going with Kieron. Not even going to try and pronounce that last name, the offensive tackle from Yale. I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about him, but I've seen his name mentioned around for a few things, and he seems as if he's a pretty good target. I've seen stuff, that he's a very good pass blocker, can also get after it in the run game, and just a tough, physical, hard-nosed guy, very smart guy. Obviously, he went to Yale. And so I think that would be a good pickup there for the Patriots. Then with pick number 103, I'm going with Braylon Allen, the running back from Wisconsin. I think Allen's going to be just an absolutely incredible running back in the NFL. I think he's a very hard-nosed runner, very much similar to Jonathan Taylor, a guy who they had go to the Colts from Wisconsin as well. And I think that those two guys are very similar. I think that he's a great pickup there. And, I think that he's going to have a very good NFL career, in my opinion. I just love everything that he does. But with pick number 135, I'm going with Ben Sinnott, the tight end from Kansas State. Pretty versatile guy for you. Can get down on the line of scrimmage and block and put his head down for you. But also, why is Spencer Rattler still available in the fourth round or fifth round? That was a little weird. But back to Sinnott, he's a guy who can also go out and catch some passes for you. So big fan of that. I think that he's a guy that could really be a big help for this Patriots offense, because the defense was solid last year. It wasn't great, but it was solid. The offense is what really struggled and what really prevented them from really winning some games. So next up, got to see if he's still available here. I know they've had him a little bit farther down than I like. They might have moved him. Yeah, I think they finally made some changes and moved him up. Javon Solomon, from Troy was who I was going to go with there. At edge, I still need to get an edge for the Patriots. But, again, I feel like that's also a position that will be a lot easier to attack in free agency. So, with 181, I'm going to go with Dwight McLaughlin. I like him a little bit better than Jerrion Jones. I think that he's a guy you can just throw out there in zone coverage, and he's going to, you know, he's going to very smart, going to stay with his man, help pass guys off. Then when you put him in man-to-man, he can hang with most people, pretty physical type corner build, and he's a guy who can get out and run with some guys. You know, obviously you wouldn't want him running one-on-one with Tyreek Hill, but I mean, who really would you want running one-on-one with Tyreek Hill? But, you know, again, a guy who can get after it and really, really help you out there in the secondary. So with pick number 228, I'm going to go with Cedric Johnson. To me, he's just the best available player, and he fits a need. I think he's a good, solid edge rusher. I think he's a guy who can, you know, really come in and make a difference for you. I didn't know Baker was rated that low for them. I could have gone Javon Baker there, wide receiver from UCF. That would have been huge if they got A.D. Mitchell in the second round and Baker with their last pick. But, yeah, with Johnson, a guy who can get after the passer, good in the run game, very smart guy, very physical guy, and a guy that I think could come in and, you know, he's obviously going to need some time to develop. He's not just going to come in after you know, a year or so and just be a stud for you. But he's a guy who you could put in a rotation type defensive end system, and he could make some plays for you and get some, you know, solid play and time, be a good depth player. But to recap now, with the third overall pick, took Jaden Daniels, quarterback from LSU. 34th overall took A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver from Texas. 68 took Kieron, whatever his last name is, the offensive tackle from Yale. At 103 took Braylon Allen, running back from Wisconsin. 135 took Ben Sinnott, tight end from Kansas State. At 181, I took Dwight McLaughlin, the cornerback from Arkansas. And at 228, I took Cedric Johnson, the edge rusher from Ole Miss. So that'll wrap up today's video. Patriots fans, let me know what you thought in the comments down below. Also, make sure you guys comment some other teams that you want me to do. So I'm going through these mock drafts. I'm trying to do three for each team before, before we get to the NFL draft, trying to get three for each team out. But I have no particular order set on how I'm doing it. So you guys, right now I'm just doing some of the teams that have the higher picks. But if you guys want, you know, like a Cowboys or something like that, that one's usually a pretty popular comment I get. Throw that in the comment section, and I'll be sure to get you a date that it's going to come out and go ahead and get that team scheduled up and done and go ahead with that. So, yeah, just throw me those comments down below. Let me know who you want me to do, and I'll be sure to do it very soon. But also, help me hit that goal of 1,250 subs by the end of February. We appreciate all of you guys watching, and we'll see you next time.